With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. As technology has evolved within New Mexico's court system, people can access more public records online. But documents with information that has to be redacted aren't always easily accessible. The agency that oversees the state's courts recently asked for money from lawmakers for software that makes redactions before docs are posted. Chief Supreme Court Justice Judith Nakamura led the presentation.
We are seeking $1.8 million to make judicial documents easily accessible to the public. Like online dispute resolution, it's one-time funding. We have millions and millions of documents already electronically available, but we can't let the public see them. We can't let you see them because they include personal identifying information, which by law we cannot release.
Besides the convenience that the automated redaction tool would give reporters and other document seekers, staff wouldn't have to manually review and redact documents, saving the courts time. Those workers would also get raises under the budget proposed by the Administrative Office of the Courts. Nakamura says pay hikes the AOC got in last year's budget has helped with employee retention.
And as a result of the appropriation that we have received, we have been able to reduce the vacancy rate to less than 8%. And if you look on page 11, you can see what's happened over the last 15 months or so in the visual graph at the bottom. So we're sitting at a vacancy rate of about 8% in our magistrate courts. We've experienced a reduction in turnover. And like I said earlier, we have reopened all of our courts as a result of the monies you gave us last year.
Nakamura and the AOC are hoping the state's projected $1 billion surplus will translate to passage of its $179 million budget request. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.